Translation of the book by His Divine Grace is you book to be done to Shalom Yishuv Bokhash and Bolvara King. All the demigods made Indra, the king of heaven, into a calf. From the earth they milked the beverage Soma, which is nectar. Thus they became very powerful in mental speculation and bodily and sensual strength. For boy, in this verse, the word soma means nectar. Soma is a kind of beverage made in the heavenly planets from the moon to the kingdom of the demigods. Made in the heavenly planets from the moon to the kingdoms of the demigods in the various higher planetary systems. By drinking this soma beverage, the demigods become more powerful mentally and increase their sensual power and bodily strength. The words Hiranmayena Patrena indicate that this soma beverage is not an ordinary intoxicating liquor. The demigods would not touch any kind of liquor, nor is soma a kind of drug. It is a different kind of beverage available in the heavenly planets. Soma is far different from the liquors made for demoniac people, as explained in the next verse. So we'll read the next verse and the report. Dai Teya Dhanava Basham Praladam Ashura Shabam Vidhaya Duhuham Shiram Aya Patre Shira Shabam. The sons of Diti, the sons of Diti, the demon and the demons, transformed Prahlad Maharaj, who was born in an Asura family, into a calf. And they extracted various kinds of liquor and beer, which they put into a pot made of iron. Purport. The demigods also have their own types of beverages. The demons. Also have their own types of beverages in the form of liquors and beers. Just as the demigods use somaras for their drinking purposes, the demons born of Diti take great pleasure in drinking wine and beer. Even today, people of demoniac nature are very much addicted to liquor and beer. The name of Prahlad Maharaj is very significant in this connection because Prahlad Maharaj was born in a family of demons as the son of Hiranyakashipu. By his mercy, the demons were and still are able to have their drinks in the form of wine and beer. The word ayaha, iron, is very significant, whereas the nectarian soma was put in a golden pot. The liquors and beers were put in an iron pot. Because the liquor and beer are inferior, they are placed in an iron pot. And because somaras is superior, it is placed in a golden pot. Mukham karati vachalam hamamangade jirim girim chakrupa tukham bande shri guram dinadarinam. The Hiranmayena Patrena golden pot is for the somaras, and the iron pot, Ayur Patre, is for the beer and the liquor. The specific feature of Sri Gaushundur's Sankirtan movement is that there is no consideration of the qualification of the recipient. And Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami actually gives an analogy of the pot. And he says, patra a patra bicha nahe. Patra means the pot, an appropriate pot. In the puja, one uses patra. Actually, Shrivas Thakur had a very special pot that he would keep the ghee in for his puja. And one time a crow came and took that pot. And Malini, Shrivas Thakur's wife, she was in great anxiety because she was aware of how attached her husband was to that special pot in which he kept the ghee. So she requested Lord Nityananda Prabhu to kindly arrange and bring that pot back. So Lord Nityananda, he called that crow. He said, bring that pot back. So patra apatra. Patra is a pot. Apatra means a contaminated pot. Apatra you will find in the bathroom. In the bathroom also we use pot. Yes? You can't use that for puja. That pot. That's apatra. Now in Gaujundur's Sankirtan movement, there's no consideration of the pot. Patra apatra bicha nahi. Bicha means to evaluate. Nahi. Patra apatra. That means the qualification of the recipient, either they're qualified or they're unqualified, is no consideration. That's the specific feature of Sri Gaurasundara's Sankirtan movement. Because in the other avatars, just like in Krishna avatar, at the end of Bhagavad Gita, Idam te na tapaskaya na bhaktaya kadachina. This cannot be explained in Bhagavad Gita. He says, Idam na tapaskaya. It cannot be explained to those who are not practicing tapasa. Idam na tapaskaya na bhaktaya, those who are not devotees. Na cha susra sadeya vacham, those who are not engaged in hearing. Na cha mamya abhishunyati, those who are envious of me. And in the purport, Prabhupada comments that actually in Gaurasundara's Sankirtan movement, that this consideration is not there. Patra apatra bicha nahe, nahe shtan ashtan. Shtan means the circumstance, the venue, the place, generally for performance of the religious function, one has to consult the Jyotish Shastra, and find an appropriate time. Still in Bengal, on the trains, you'll see they're selling the panjika. And it's every day, all the different timings, what to do, time for planting grain, time for harvesting, time for vibhava, time for bikkhat, so many things. And generally, in the Karma Kanda line, one has to consider the time, appropriate time, inappropriate time, and therefore requires to engage the learned. Jyoti Shastra Brahman. But in the Sankirtan movement of Sri Mahaprabhu, Shtan Ashtan, no consideration. Patra Patra Bicha Nahi, Nahi Shtan Ashtan, Jai Jaha Pai Taha Kore Prendhan. Jai Jaha means whoever, Jai Jaha, randomly, Jai Jaha Pai, whoever randomly they come across, Taha Kore Prendhan. I remember how the first time I visited Sri Melbourne Mahaprabhu Mandir, I remember it vividly. It was actually it was 1983, so what, that was almost 35 years ago. And I was in a rock and roll band. And one member of the rock and roll band said, today is Krishna's birthday. He said, today is Krishna's birthday. Let's go to the Hare Krishna temple. I thought, yeah, that sounds far out. So we came on Janmashtami. We came in the evening. I distinctly remember walking into the temple and looking and seeing Radha Vallabh's conch eyes of Radha Vallabh. I can't see from here. Yes, you can't see. But anyway, had it in such an impression on me at that time. So I was thinking, I'm coming to the temple and seeing Radha Vallabh. I don't remember any much else, but Radha Vallabh's conch eyes, I remember. But actually, Sriman Mahaprabhu was seeing me. And it's Jai Jahapai, Tahai Kori Prem Dham. Anyone who comes, anyone who takes the darshan of Sisi Gornitai, Sisi Radha Vallabh, they're given blessings. Their Krishna consciousness is awoken. And then within 2 years, I was, after almost 2 years, I got to Janmashtami. And then almost 2 years to the day, that was Prabhupada's appearance day, then I moved into the Brahmacharya Ashram.
Yeah.
Almost 2 years. And it took 2 years. But I had no plan to do that. I had no plan to do that. There were other plans. So many plans. However, Jai Jahapai Tahai Kore Prem Dhan. This is the end. We have no qualification. What to speak of the demoniac with their attachment to the liquors and the beers. Even we were more degraded. But this is no consideration in Sri Gaurishankar Sankirtan movement. His features are so attractive. His features are so attractive. This is his style of preaching. When Sriman Mahaprabhu was traveling north from Oriya, Puridam, he explained he was going to Vrindavan, but actually he was going to Ramkeli to deliver Rupa and Sanatana. So it's described there how thousands of people, tens of thousands of people, became attracted to seeing the Sankirtan performance of Sri Gaurisankar. And by the time that his Sankirtan Andolan, his party, had converged in the capital, this is the capital of Bengal, Gold. There's such a huge crowd of followers that it attracted the attention of the government. And the superintendent of the police, he went to evaluate the situation. They were in anxiety that it was a revolution. This Sadhu was leading a revolution. So the police superintendent, he went and he observed the situation, and then he made a report to the Nawab, Nawab Hushain Shah, governor of Bengal, the king of Bengal, Nawab Hushain Shah. The same Nawab Hushain who imprisoned Sanatan Goswami, same Nawab. He was the governor of Bengal, the king of Bengal. So the police superintendent, of course he's Muslim, they're all Muslims, Mogul. And he comes and he gives his report to the king. And he said, I have seen many sannyasis. I have seen many mendicants. But never have I seen a mendicant like this. And he began to describe the transcendental features of Gaurisankar. And he said that his arms, they extend down to below his knees. And that his face has the illumination of hundreds of rising moons. It's called Chandrodai. And his eyebrows, he said his beautiful, his shaven head and glowing like hundreds of moons rising simultaneously. And his eyebrows are like the upturned Cupid's bow. And his eyes are like lotus petals stretching back to his, almost touching his ears. And his lips are the color of red coral. And his teeth are like white pearls. And his neck is like that of a lion. And his chest, which is anointed with chandan, is like that of an elephant. And his long, slender figure is draped with a beautiful, shining cloth, which is the color of arun, which is the reddish hue that you see when the sun rises in the morning. And he said that his body is soft like butter. But they said the most astonishing, and it occasionally erupted in horripilations like a jackfruit. You've seen a jackfruit?
Yeah.
It's big and it's all spiky. A jackfruit, big jackfruit. It takes days to eat a jackfruit. With many people, huge jackfruit. And then the jackfruit in a, it's called kartal. In the kartal season, the whole forest, it smells of sweet kartal flavor. His body erupts with horripilations like a ripe jackfruit. And he said the most amazing thing is that in every hour, he falls to the ground and overwhelmed with love of Godhead at least 100 times. 100 times every hour he falls to the ground, overwhelmed with love. You can do the statistical calculation. That's about 100 times in an hour, 60 minutes, 100 times. So every minute, how many times he's falling to the ground? One and a half every minute. In other words, falling down, getting up, falling down, getting up, unconscious.
He said, I've never seen the sannyasi like this. Now simply hearing this description, it changed the heart of the Nawab. Pashu paki jure pashan bidare shuni jara guna gata. Pashu paki jure, the beasts and the birds cry. Pashu paki jure pashan bidare, the stone melts. Shuni jara guna, when you hear their qualities, when you hear their character, when you hear. And Nawab at that time, he made a proclamation. He said, this sannyasi, wherever he goes, he can do whatever he likes. He can say whatever he wants. And if anyone disturbs him in any way, then I will destroy him and his family.
Yeah.
And then he retired to his inner quarters. He was changed hearing. So he wanted to hear more. So he called, this is the Muslim superintendent of the police. So then he called his own secretary, Keshav Chand, who is a Hindu. And he asked him, tell me about this mendicant from Bengal who has an effulgence like the rising sun and is surrounded and is followed by millions of devotees. Tell me about this extraordinary mendicant. And Keshav Chand, he was very expert. He was a minister. Actually, the Muslim kings, they would engage the Hindu clerics and administrators because of their brilliant intellect. Therefore, Rupa and Sanatan were also engaged in the government of the Nawab. So this Keshav Chand, he said, oh, no. He's not a special person. No. This is no big deal. Of course, he's being very diplomatic. He's concerned, so he's undermining the significance. Oh, no. He's not a special person. He was just an ordinary mendicant going from one place to another. And then Allah begins to preach to him. How can you say he's an ordinary mendicant? I think he's the supreme personality of Godhead, who the Hindus call Bhagwan, who the Mughals call Kota. I think he's the supreme personality of Godhead. How is it that such millions of people could follow him without being paid? And he says, I have a very enormous staff, but if I was to neglect to pay them just for a week or two, they would all flee. But these people are giving up their lives and they're completely surrendering their whole heart to the service of this person in love and devotion, and they're not being paid to do it. Anybody here amongst this learned assembly who's given their life to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without being paid? I think many. In fact, in this way, the nature of Sri Goswami's preaching is random. There's no consideration of the person's qualification. Even this Nawab, he actually was responsible for destroying many temples in Orissa. And also he was responsible for condemning Srila Haridas Thakur to be beaten in the marketplace. A very condemned person. But he was touched by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching style is very sweet. Udilo Aruna Purava Bhage Dvijamani Gauda Brahmani Jage. When the Purava Bhage on the eastern side, the Udilo Aruna, when the sun is arising on the eastern horizon and the reddish tint is in the sky, Dvijamani Gauda Brahmani Jage. The Dvijamani, the crash jewel of the Navadeep Brahmins, he rises from his bed. Bhakata Shamoha, taking the devotees with him. Bhakata Shamoha Laila Shate Gelo Nagara Praje. Taking the devotees with him. Gelo Nagara Praje. He goes into the towns and the villages at the dawn. In the Kartik month in Bengal, the Vaishnavas, they do Naga Kirtan in the Bordelite at the time of dawn in the Kartik month. Kartik month is very beautiful, and Vrindavan is also very beautiful in Mayapur. It's not hot, not cold, very beautiful. And at the dawn, you can hear the Vaishnavas, the Mayapur, Bengali Vaishnavas, and they go through the suburbs of Mayapur, the neighborhoods, doing some kirtan. It is very sweet to participate in an Agha kirtan. Here we go in kirtan in the evening, afternoon. Kirtan, very nice. But sometimes you can go Sankirtan in the morning at dawn. That was actually the style of Srinath Mahaprabhu Sankirtan in the morning. Tatai tatai bhajiloko ghana ghana tahi jajiloro. Tatai tatai, hearing the Vridanga. Tatai tatai bhajiloko, Vridanga is called call. Ghana ghana tahi jajiloro, and the ringing of the kartals. Preme dala dala shonara anga charane nupura bhaje. And his body is shimmering. Dala dala means it's quivering. Preme dala dala is quivering with the feelings of love of Godhead. Preme dala dala shonara anga. His golden limbs are quivering. Preme dala dala shonara anga. With the feelings of love of Godhead that he's experiencing, hearing the sound of the mridanga and the ringing of the kartals. Chodane nupur bhaje. And chodane nupur, the ankle bells on his feet. You see Gornitai, they're wearing ankle bells. Chodane nupur bhaje, as he's dancing with the Vaishnavas. Ching, 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 ching. Would you like to see Gaurasundara walking through the villages doing sankirtan with the Vaishnavas? Would you like to see that?
Yes.
And Hare Krishna, and you will. And he's singing. How he's preaching. How the preaching of Gaurasundara. It's so sweet. It's so attractive. Mukunda Matava Yadavadi Bolena Bolode Vadana Bodhi. He's calling out. They're all getting up from bed. Villages, and he's calling out, he's doing his sankirtan. This is how he's preaching. Mukunda Madhava Yadava Hari Bolena. You chant the names Mukunda Madhava. Mukunda Madhava. Bolena Madhava. It's a Mukunda Madhava. Bolena Bolode Vadana Bodhi. And then he begins to preach. Michinita washi gelo re date. You wasted your night. Michinita gelo re date in ignorance. Gelo re date. The night went in ignorance. Divorce shagi re shaje. And all day you're simply serving your body. You can see the ladies in the morning after they come from the river or the pukur taking bath, and it takes a long time to comb hair. Long black hair. And you need gallons of nakel tel, coconut oil. Diboshe sharira shajay. All day you're simply serving your body. And at night you're in ignorance. And ultimately, all hours and hours of combing long black hair. And gallons and gallons of coconut oil. And when the body is thrown on the funeral pyre, the first thing that goes is the hair. So, what was the use of all that? What was the use of all that? Divasha Sharirasha. Amon Dulab Manava Deho. Paya ki koro bhavana ki. Amon Dulab Manava Deho. You've attained this rare Dulab. Amon Dulab, so rare. Amon Dulab Manava Deho. You've attained this human form of life. Paya, having achieved it, ki koro bhavana ki. But what is your consciousness? Ki koro bhav. What is your consciousness? Just look at the other people. They're so absorbed. And a little conch blowing. A little conch blowing and they complain. Just hearing the sound of the conch can purify all sin from one's heart. Can the demons run? That's why Krishna here is blowing the conch. Panjadanya. And they hear. When you hear the conch, it's hearing the conch sends shivers through the body of the purified soul. Your hair stand on end when you hear the conch blowing. You're so auspicious. What are we wasting our human lives absorbed just in the eating, in making money, in making comfortable situation. This human form of life. Ekana chetanna pe radha madhav nam bhagore. Human life is actually, the human body is actually designed. It's the default design is meant for, it's meant, the objective, the purpose is to awaken God consciousness. As Prahlad Maharaj is explaining to his, Prahlad Maharaj to his school friends, he's only 5 years old. Understand that dharman bhagavatamiha dhulavam manusham jana tadapi adhruvam artadam. That api adruva, even though it's a material body, it is artadam, human body, artadam, because it is full of being. Because you can actually, with the human body, you can prepare yourself. You can prepare yourself to return to the spiritual world. This is the purpose of the human body. The other species don't have that facility. You cannot associate with the deity and worship and. In the dog's form, in the bird's form. It's not designed for that. It's only designed for sense gratification. It's like a dog's body. It's all about the they call that the snout. The dog's body. It's all about smelling. That's the first thing they do when they see something, the dogs. They smell. The body is designed. It can't do anything else. When we used to do, years ago, we used to do a collection in the rural parts of Victoria, Gippsland, actually, I wanted to go on Sankirtan this time, but unfortunately, because of Vaishnava Bharat, we were punished. We weren't able to do that. But we used to go to the rural places, the big sheep farmers in Horsham, sheep farm. Huge station, it's called station, sheep farm. And there's more sheep there than people, of course. I heard there's more sheep in New Zealand than people. Sheep. And what is the life of a sheep? What is the life of the sheep? Actually, yesterday we went to, where was that? We went to Point Cook, Werribee, for a program, and they're all new houses, people, neighborhood. But also there was paddock with sheep from the old days. So we would drive into the farm and the sheep, they would be there, and then they would look up, they would hear that vehicle driving down the long driveway, and the sheep would all look up and look at the vehicle momentarily, and then again, eating. Actually, sheep, all day they're eating. All day. Just eating. One day, all day, eating. This is degraded body. You cannot preach to the sheep. You're suffering, purify your consciousness, chant Hare Krishna. No, but we're not like sheep. But unfortunately, the people are just living like that, just simply absorbed in sense gratification. Just one thing after another, how to satisfy my senses, or at best, some subtle sense gratification. Some subtle sense gratification. How has changed humanity? You're going to the waiting lounge in the airport now. It's astonishing. 100%. There is no. It's unalloyed devotion. Complete surrender. Without exception. Everyone is simply like this. The whole world is like this now. They got the earplugs in and they talk here like a madman talking. I don't know. Who are you talking to? That's subtle sense gratification. That's subtle sense gratification. Because the mind is chanchalam. The mind wants freedom to roam. And actually, the internet gives us that. Wherever you want to go, click here, go there. We'll become absorbed. People late at night, they become absorbed because there's freedom. There's sense gratification. The mind wants that, to roam freely. And actually, you guys, if too much addicted, it's difficult to actually concentrate the mind. Because you become so addicted to this freedom. So that's it. It's either gross sense gratification or subtle sense gratification. Any human but human. But this human, we have the consciousness. We can actually Krishna. We can revive our God consciousness by practice. We can revive our God consciousness by practice. It is possible. I can testify. I came here at this temple. 35, I had no, the slightest drop. of Krishna consciousness. But Mahaprabhu, his Sankirtan movement is, even you're not interested, even you're not inquiring, even you're not, that's called Jigyashu. He's not waiting for you to become Jigyashu. That's his mercy, he's just giving. How is it possible that we can sit here and how is it possible? Because he wants to give. This is the Sankirtan movement. It's very easy. It's very easy in chanting the holy name and awaken Krishna consciousness very rapidly. Mukunda Madhava Yadava Hari Boleno Bolo Rayadava Boleno. And one can awaken one's Krishna consciousness. Regardless of the qualification, because in Kali Yuga, who's qualified? The punya. Punya is non-existent. Punya means the piety you accrue as a result of Manasram Dharma. And who's doing Vanashram Dharma? Where is the Brahmins? Where are the Brahmins? One time, I was sitting in a vehicle in Dhaka, going to a program, and one gentleman was talking through the window, and he did like this. He said, He said, he showed me Brahmin. He said, oh, I am also Brahmin. I am also, he showed me Brahmin. But if you were to take the thread off him, there would be no other symptom that you could recognize. It's Brahman. But still we're claiming, open the fridge and then we'll see what type of Brahman you are. Open the fridge. So Brahman actually means that you can't accept a salary. Immediately, if one accepts a salary, a paycheck, then one is a sudra. You're a sudra, that's what it means. A Brahman means you cannot request funding, like make a charge, do this, do that. I once saw one website it was a reputed South Indian temple, and their website was Puja on Demand. And the front page they had pictures of the priests. They were quite healthy looking chaps. South Indian Brahmins, big Brahmin threads and beard earrings, and they're showing our line of pure Brahmins. And then down there was all links down the side of the page. Pass your exams, overcome health issue, find a spouse, vanquish your enemy. Whatever puja you want, you click on it, key in your credit card details, we'll do the puja. But this is compromised from medical standard because you cannot charge. Yadrichan avasham tushto. That is the qualification of Brahman Sattvagun. Yadrichalabha. Whatever comes without endeavor. Shantushto. One is satisfied with that. And the Brahman is simply giving knowledge. And he's not concerned about improving his material circumstance. Because he has gyan, he has knowledge that my situation is simply a result of my previous activities, and it will come anyway. So let me worship Lord Hari. This is a Brahman. But where do you find such a Brahman now? Where do you find it? Oh, they're all employed. They're all engineers. They're all going to the office and still claiming to be Brahman. And even though there may be some genuine, of course, we're trying to produce a genuine distributor. Transcendental knowledge without attachment. And what about the Kshatriyas? They're meant like Yudhishthira, like even Duryodhana and Dronacharya. They're the great leaders, the generals. They're in front of the army. Yudhishthira, they're in front of the army. Duryodhana. Okay, he was not devotee, but he was dharmic. He was Kshatriya. He was hero, standing in front of the army. So now, they don't even send the soldiers, they just send a drone. Where is the courage in that? So where are the Kshatriyas? At best a few Vaishyas, but even Vaishya doesn't just mean businessman. Vaishya means Goraksha. Goraksha. Cow protection, that's Vaishya. So the Vanashram Dharma is finished. There's no pious people. Everyone is compromised. So what's the consideration of looking for qualified people? Everyone is disqualified. That's Mahaprabhu. Therefore, he comes. Indiscriminately distributing the holy name. So this is good news, brothers and sisters, Prabhus and Matajis. This is good news. That means we're all qualified. All you require is some enthusiasm. And by association, you can get that. Otherwise, how we can be sitting here? Because we associated with enlightened devotees. And we became purified by their association when we try to become like them. So that is preaching Krishna consciousness. Become Krishna conscious and give association. And we can make so many other people Krishna conscious. This is Mahaprabhu's mission. Actually, when he was the rest of that Leela in Ram Kelly, the Keshav Chand, he was saying, no, he's not a very important person. He'll just go away. You forget about him. Anyway, they were a little worried about the character of Manoa because they thought at any time he could change his mind. So they sent a message to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They sent a message. But the messenger, he couldn't even get Mahaprabhu's attention. Mahaprabhu is constantly absorbed in the holy name, in relishing, in chanting, in crying and falling down. He couldn't even get his attention to give the message. So he gave a message to some of the antaranga bhaktagon, some of the internal associates, dear friends, dear associates of Sri Goshandor. The message was that perhaps right beside the government house of the Nawab, that is probably not the best place to do Sankirtan, maybe move on to another spot. That was the message. They couldn't even give that message. So he gave to some of the other antaranga bhaktagon, associates of Goshen, and they were discussing, and a little bit of a discussion was going amongst the devotees. And then all of a sudden, Srimad Mahaprabhu, he stopped the kirtan. He was aware that there was some anxiety amongst the devotees, so he stopped. And then he began to speak, address the assembly, and he said that there is no anxiety. This king, you think he can see me just by some proclamation? Even the Munis who Koti Shata means 10 million hundreds. Koti is 10 million, Shata is hundreds. Pantashtu Koti Shata, 10 millions of hundreds of years, Bhachur. Sampragam Yur Vayuratabi Manaso Muni Punga. Even if you're doing the pranayama and the speculation. So pyashti yaprapada shimna avachinchata. Still, the lotus feet of Sri Krishna remain inconceivable. Mahaprabhu is saying, how can you simply see me just by some political proclamation? And he said, there is no anxiety. There is no concern. He said, my Sankirtan movement cannot be stopped. My Sankirtan, I have a desire. Mahaprabhu said, I have appeared. Tomare lohite ami hoinu avatara. I have appeared. Tomare lohite, to deliver you. Hoinu avatara. Ami bina bondu aro ke ache tomara. Besides me, you have no other friends. I have appeared to deliver you. I have a desire to spread the Sankirtan movement all over this planet. And Goshundar, he raised his arms. And he spoke a very significant statement, which is often quoted by Srila Prabhupada and our acharyas. This is from Chaitanya Bhagavata, Antakanda, chapter 4. He raised his arms, his long arms, stretching almost to the sky, and he proclaimed, Prithiviti ache ujotanagarari gram savatra prochar hoibi mumanam. He proclaimed that Prithivide, this planet, Prithivide, Jodha, Nagaradi Gram. However many, Nagaradi Gram. Nagar is town and Gram is village. Prithivide, Jodha, Nagaradi Gram. However many, in as many towns and villages. Actually, we used to have our traveling Sankirtan bus here in Australia, and the sign on that bus was in every town and village. you're on that bus. So now, yes, you're on that. And every town and village. This is taken from this verse. Pritibide jota nagaradigram. Sabatra. In all of them. In every town and village. Sabatra. Hoibe procha. Or procha hoibe morna. Procha. Hoibe. There will be procha morna. Morna. My name. In every town and village. This is the proclamation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is distributing. So to preach Krishna consciousness is not difficult. You just have to align yourself with the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nimitta Matram Baba. Become his instrument. He wants to distribute indiscriminately to everybody. So somehow, in any way, you become a distributor of the holy name. And in that way you align yourself with the Mahaprabhu Kripa Shakti. That's the best thing for you. That's the best thing for you. Hare Krishna. Is there any question?
One comment. Adur Krishna Prabhu, thank you very much for such a nice lecture. I was remembering when you were saying about Prabhupada was in London near the Marble Arch, Oxford Street, London, and the Rath Yatra was going on. And there were so many cops, they wanted to stop Srila Prabhupada from dancing. In front of the car. Nobody could stop. Nobody could stop. That's what it looks like.
Thank you.
You know what this story?
Yeah. Thank you.
My second question to you, if there is no other question.
Yeah.
How come King of Heaven was chosen as a path for the people?
It's an interesting question. I don't know.
And the third question would be, how come Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took a sannyas from a Mayavadi?
No, that's not really on the topic of today, but... Well, actually, I asked His Holiness Jayaprakashami Maharaj this question. I asked this question. Because I was wondering, was Srila Ishwara Puri Prabhupada, who is Vaishnava Sannyasa,
yeah,
whether he was not there at that time after he departed or something. But where was Srila Ishwara Puri, we don't know. Now, Keshav Parvati, he happened to be in the vicinity, that's all. He was in Katpok, Mahaprabhu was in Mayapur, that's just a few hours' journey. So at that time, Mahaprabhu, because he'd become so... The devotees in Navadvip were doing Sankirtan in the house of Srivash Thakur. That's a long story, maybe another time we can narrate in full detail. But Mahaprabhu one time, he all of a sudden announced that the Pipalakanda is an Ayurvedic medicine meant for reducing bile. Pipalakanda. He said the Pipalakanda medicine is having the opposite effect. And the devotees are wondering, Pipalakanda, opposite effect. Only Nityananda Prabhu could understand that our Navadvip Chandra, Vishwambar, is going to take sannyas. He could understand. Mahaprabhu was relishing Gopi Bhav. And one student came, and he had heard that Nimai Pandit was a great Vaishnava. He wanted to go and he saw it, and Nimai is sitting and he's chanting Gopi, Gopi, Gopi. And that student said, what is this? You should chant the name of Krishna. All the Shastras proclaim Krishna Nam. And when Mahaprabhu, he said, you bring that in the name of that devotee? Because he's in the mood of Radharani. He said, you mention him? And he picked up a stick and he started chasing that student. And he was running. All the devotees said that they had to hold Mahaprabhu back. He's chasing him with a stick. You mention that Krishna? You mention his name? So that Brahmin, he went to the other Brahmin's boys and he said, oh, brothers, what's happened to me today? Almost how I managed to be here all my life, was almost finished today. That Nimai Pandit, they said he was a great Vaishnava. I went to associate with him. I just gave some good advice from the Shastra. He picked up it as soon as he heard the name Krishna. Brothers, I cannot mention how he blasphemed Lord Krishna. And he took up a stick. And the other Brahmins are saying, he did that? Who does he think he is? We are also sons of Brahmins in another deep. And just a few years ago, we were all studying together. And now, who he thinks he is, a big king, and he can order us here and there, take a stick. We will teach him a good lesson. So Mahaprabhu began to reflect, what is this? The opposite effect. Now they are offending. Now they are becoming aparadi, offending. So therefore, it has to have change in strategy. Let me take sannyas. And he said, those who are threatening me with a stick today, they will fall at my feet tomorrow, because everybody respects a sannyasi. So it didn't really matter so much from whom he took sannyas. The point was that he was accepting sannyas ashram in order to show mercy on the conditioned soul. Suvarnavana hemango varangashchandanam vidi sannyasa kriksha shamahashanta nishtashanti parayana. That the Suvarnavana hemango, hema anga, hema is gold, shimmering gold, hemanga, the gold anga whose limbs are shimmering gold, varangash chandanangadi, which are anointed with the chandan, sannyasa kriksh, he accepts the sannyas order, sannyasa krikshamaha shanta nishta shanti varayana, and propagates the sankirtan. This is incomparable. No other avatar of Lord Hari accepts sannyas. No other avatar accepts the penance, the life of a sannyasi. And when Mahaprabhu wanted to tour South India, and he mentioned to the Vaishnava, so you have been very kind, you have brought me to Puri and given me the shelter of Jagannath Swami. Now give me permission to go on tour of South India to practice the regulative principles of sannyas. Because here in Puri, you're not allowing me. And Jagadananda is bringing soft bed, and so many eatables you're giving me, and you're not allowing me. And sannyasi has to bathe 3 times a day, even in the winter, and sleep on the ground. A sannyas, sleep on the ground. Just, there are some of our sannyasis in ISKCON, if you like, later I can mention in detail. They sleep on the ground. They don't sleep in a bed. I know 3 sannyasis in ISKCON that don't use beds. They sleep on the ground, on a mat. This is sannyas dharma. And the devotees are saying, not possible. Well, we're not, you cannot travel alone. Never seen so much anxiety, could you imagine? Traveling alone on the roads, who will be cooking, who will be caring for him? They couldn't tolerate. And they said, 4 people, at least 4 people. Mm-hmm. And Nityananda Prabhu said, I know all the paths of South India. Actually, Lord Nityananda, he toured all South India before joining Mahaprabhu in Navadvip. And he said, I know all the paths of South India. If you give your order, I will accompany you. And Mahaprabhu said, no, I will go alone. And then he said, four men. And eventually he agreed, 1 assistant. His name is Krishnadas. He was a new man, 1 assistant. How did I get onto that? Yeah. So he wanted to. He took sannyas just to because in order to project the preaching. And then, and as we were mentioning, Navadvip Prachar is very sweet in the village. Mahaprabhu is chanting, and Charanendu Purabhava, as he's chanting, Mukunda Mahatma Dhyadavadi. Very sweet preaching. This kirtan, the names, you call out the names of Nama Shai Bodhi Jatana Tumi, Nitakana Apanaka, Jane. He's just preaching, holy name, Nam Sankirtan. Nam Sankirtan, that's it. Mahaprabhu, simply doing kirtan. That was Mahaprabhu's preaching in Nodiya, is kirtan. A shikhaniya shob Nodiya fichin neche. A shikhaniya shob Nodiya fichin neche. Fichin neche. Fichin means wandering randomly. Neche means dancing. Fichin neche, Gornitai. They're dancing, they're doing kirtan, they're intoxicated. Jopadi jopadi mantra korele bhagal, they're intoxicated, they don't care, they're distributing freely, whoever they see. However, after taking sannyas, Mahaprabhu's preaching became more formal. And he immediately arrived in Puri, immediately after taking sannyas, a few days, 10 days, 12 days at Shantipur, with all the Vaishnavas there, that they couldn't load you to know, you're not just going like that, no way. Yeah, he told the cowherd boys, when he comes and asks where is Vrindavan, where is Jamuna, you point him in the direction of Mahabharata. And then Mahabharata, he sees the cowherd boys, they say, Jamuna, here's Jamuna. And he runs, he jumps in. He's floating and chanting all prayers to Jamuna Devi. And then he floats down the river to Shantipur. Advaita Acharya standing on the bank with a fresh scorpion cloth. And Mahaprabhu sees him and he goes, Advaita Thakur, you have also come to Vrindavan. And he replied, wherever you are, that is Vrindavan. So there was a trick of Lord Nityananda. Mahaprabhu went again to Shantipur, and then Advaita Acharya, he sent news to all the Navadipasis, come to Shantipur. Navadip Chandra, he's here. And he remained there for 12 Sachi Mata. Everybody came. All the Navadipasis came to Shantipur, except one devotee. Vishnupriya. Sachi Mata came. The mother and Mahaprabhu with his shaven head and his tears in the lap of Sachi Mata, and he's drenching her whole sari with his tears. And she's kissing his freshly shaven lotus face. And then she cooked, and then Mahaprabhu went to sannyas. And then immediately a week in Shantipur, and then he arrived in Jagannath Puri, and then the preaching was very high profile. Very high profile. A sannyasi has arrived. He's collapsed in front of Lord Jagannath. He's been taken by... He was attracted the attention of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the pandit of the king, the guru of the king. In Hinduism, the most respected post is Puri Sankaracharya. Puri Sankaracharya. That is the most highest post in all of Hinduism. Puri Sankaracharya. Even now, Rath Yatra, you will see, before the Rath Yatra card begins, the Sankaracharya of Purima will come and do Purikara, do circumambulate Lord Jagannath. The most respected post in all of Hinduism, Puri Sankaracharya. That Bhattacharya, he became such a devotee, and Mahaprabhu preached that the Vedanta, the Vaishnava Siddhanta, is very philosophical as a sannyasi. He preached. And then within 1 week, the guru of the king, the monist, the elite, Sankarite, Vedantist, monist, he could not even utter the name of Mukti. He could not cross his lips. He quoted the verse. So that Ridvag Bhagavi Vidatana must say, Jiveta so Bhakti Pade Sadhaya Bhak. Bhakti Pade. Mahaprabhu says, Acharya, you've changed the word. You've changed the word in the verse. And he said, no, I cannot utter that word. It was the guru of the king teaching all the sannyasis in the Sankara Siddhanta. And then after a week of associating with Vishambhara Gaurashunda Mahaprabhu, you cannot even utter the name Mukti. That's the preaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a sannyasi. And his preaching became very, very high profile. Traveling and preaching to the governor of Bengal, Ramananda Roy. And then the head pandits of Trinangam and the Srivandram, the Madhvas and the Sri Vaishnavas, all the head priests he spoke with and preached to. And then in Varanasi, the leader of the Sankarite Sampradaya, Professor Ananda Sharashami, only a sannyasi can do this. A grihastha, they don't care for. So, therefore, it didn't matter so much from whom he took sannyas. And in fact, before taking sannyas from Keshav Bhagirathi Maharaj, this is interesting, Gaurashunda explained that last night I had a dream in which an effulgent person appeared to me and uttered the sannyas mantra in my ear. Let me check, is this the correct mantra? And he whispered the Vaishnava sannyas mantra into the ear of Keshav Bharati, actually initiating him as a Vaishnava sannyasi. And then Keshav Bharati said, yes, that's correct mantra. And then he again, and he actually, Gaurashunda had initiated him. And after the sannyas ceremony, there is Kirtan Kesha Bharati, who was Nirvishesh Vadi, honest sannyasi. He became overwhelmed with love of Bhajan, dancing, throwing his danda. And he accompanied Mahaprabhu on his tour to Navadip, Jagannath Puri. That's Mahaprabhu sannyas. There was another question? Yes.
I thought probably you can say something about the history of this temple, because I'm new here.
Oh, there's so much. There's such a glorious history in this temple. What to say? Nava Mahaprabhu, a gem, a shining jewel, a ratna, a shining jewel in Prabhupada's Sankirtan empire. Nava Mahaprabhu, one day. What can we say? What can we say? Prabhupada sat here on the Vyasa sign and said, the people of Melbourne have become blessed because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared here. Prabhupada came to Melbourne. He delivered us all. Thank you very much for your enlivening association this week. I wanted to stay longer in Melbourne to come and see the lotus seat of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And with your blessings, I pray that I can return. Thank you. Shri Gurudev Chandra Chandra Parvati Gopi.